Le Cirque des Rêves appears overnight without announcement. One day, a field stands empty. The next, black and white striped tents, enclosed by wrought iron fences, materialize as if by magic. This extraordinary circus, open only from sunset to sunrise, serves as the venue for a dangerous competition between two powerful magicians who have been preparing their champions since childhood. In 1873, the renowned illusionist Prospero the Enchanter discovers his 5-year-old daughter Celia possesses remarkable magical abilities when she instinctively repairs a shattered teacup. Across the ocean, a mysterious man in a gray suit selects a quiet, observant orphan boy who will later be called Marco. Both children endure harsh, unconventional training that shapes them into different kinds of magicians. Celia manipulates the physical world, while Marco creates elaborate illusions that affect perception. Neither knows they're being prepared for a competition where only one can survive. In 1884, wealthy impresario Chandresh Christoph Lefebvre unveils his vision during one of his legendary midnight dinners, an utterly unique experience with multiple tents and refined exhibitions. His collaborators include retired ballerina Madame Anna Padva, architect Mr. Ethan Barris, the Burgess sisters, Tara and Lainey, and the mysterious Mr. A.H., Marco serves as Chandresh's assistant, secretly implementing his instructor's plans. German clockmaker Friedrich Tyson creates a magnificent clock that becomes the circus's centerpiece, its face shifting from white to gray to black while intricate figures appear and disappear. Celia secures the illusionist position after transforming her jacket into a raven and altering her appearance during her audition. The circus opens on October 13, 1886, with fire performers lighting a bonfire that transforms through dazzling colors before settling into white. That night, twins Winston and Penelope Murray, nicknamed Poppet and Widget, are born to the wildcat tamer's wife, children who will develop unusual abilities connected to the circus. The circus transforms into an immersive wonderland of impossible attractions. The Ice Garden presents a breathtaking winter landscape with sparkling white decor and pale roses. The Cloud Maze offers floating platforms climbable in any direction. The Labyrinth guides visitors through surreal interconnected spaces, hallways papered with playing cards, rooms of falling feathers, forests of luminous trees. Each attraction represents a move in the ongoing game between Marco and Celia, though neither initially knows the other's identity. As the circus travels, it attracts devoted reveurs, drivers, who wear black or white with a splash of red to identify each other. These fans develop traditions, sending cards announcing circus locations and gathering to discuss their shared obsession. In 1894, after years of competing through increasingly elaborate creations, Celia and Marco discover each other's identities during a Prague rainstorm. Their relationship evolves from competition to collaboration, blurring the lines between rivalry and partnership. As Marco and Celia fall in love, the competition's troubling nature emerges. When Marco tells his instructor he wants to quit for love, the man reveals they're bound until someone wins. Defiant, Marco returns to the ballroom and kisses Celia passionately before everyone. Their relationship deepens despite their rivalry, with Marco creating magical environments for their encounters, forests of glowing trees covered with poetry, and an illusory ship made of books. When they try to escape together, they discover they're physically bound to the competition, their matching scars radiating pain when they attempt to leave. The game turns deadly when Chandresh, under mysterious influence, accidentally kills Herr Theossen with a thrown knife on Halloween 1901. Celia later learns from Tsukiko, the circus contortionist and former competitor, that the game only ends with one player's death. Despite this revelation, Marco and Celia's love continues to deepen, though they know their relationship faces an inevitable tragedy. As competition intensifies, the circus shows strain. In 1902, Bailey Clark returns to the circus where the twins reveal Le Cirque Emrev's hidden marvels. During their explorations, they become trapped in the labyrinth, an impossibility signaling deteriorating magic. Poppet's visions grow apocalyptic. Fires, pools of red, a shadowless figure, and sensations of collapse. The supernatural strain affects others. The Burgess sisters haven't aged since the circus began, and when Tara confronts the man in the gray suit about these abnormalities, she dies days later in a suspicious train accident. Isabel destroys her protective charm upon discovering Marco's love for Celia, accelerating the circus's descent into chaos. The situation reaches breaking point exactly 1 year after Thiessen's death when Tsukiko attempts to end the contest by trapping Marco in the bonfire. When Celia realizes Tsukiko's intentions, she embraces Marco as the flames consume them both, pulling them into a void between existence and non-existence. In the aftermath of Celia and Marco's sacrifice, the circus stands frozen in time. Performers motionless, wine suspended mid-pour, paper creatures immobile. Bailey arrives to find it closed with the bonfire extinguished. Inside, he meets the ghost-like forms of Marco and Celia, who explain they've been holding the circus together but cannot maintain it much longer. They ask Bailey to become the circus's caretaker, warning that it will bind him permanently while offering him a chance to preserve something extraordinary. Bailey accepts. Following their instructions, he gathers specific items: a book page with signatures, red yarn, special cards, a pocket watch, and adds his personal treasures: his silver ticket, a dried rose, Poppet's white glove, and Widget's bottle. Placing these in the empty bonfire cauldron and lighting them, Bailey focuses his wish. After a moment of stillness, the bonfire erupts in crimson flames that turn blinding white, restoring the circus to life. Years later, the circus continues under Bailey's stewardship, with Poppet and Widget as his companions. Marco and Celia exist within it as ghost-like entities, solid only to each other's touch, their love transcending the boundaries between life and death. At its heart, the Night Circus explores the transformative power of perspective. Widget tells the man in the gray suit that what they do isn't magic, but seeing the world as it truly is, something most people avoid for fear it would keep them up at night. This ability to see beyond conventional reality allows the characters to create wonders that blur the line between possible and impossible. The circus emerges as a collaborative story with multiple creators. Marco's illusions weave throughout like invisible threads, while Celia manipulates the physical world. Mr. Barris's engineering provides the foundation that makes the impossible seem structurally sound, and the Burgess sisters add atmospheric touches engaging all senses. Friedrich Dyessen's writings serve as gateways through words that transport readers to the circus whenever they wish. In the end, the circus continues not just as a physical place, but as a story living in the hearts of all who experience it. As Widget begins telling the story with those familiar words, "The circus arrives without warning," we realize the magic continues beyond the final page, suggesting that stories themselves transform both teller and listener in an endless cycle of creative renewal.